The Disease of Masturbation. Values and the Concept of Disease by Engelhardt. Engelhardt's article, The Disease of Masturbation, is an example of the ways in which values impact society's definition of disease. I agree that it is possible that science is being, or has been, limited by the values within society. For science to conclude that masturbation causes such ailments as blindness and epilepsy, it appears evident that science is being misguided by the values of the time. I believe that science also realizes that values play a part in research conducted, otherwise there would be no need for blind and double-blind studies. Blind studies are used to help eliminate bias put on by the experimenter or the test subject. In the 18th and 19th century, masturbation was thought to produce the signs and symptoms of a dangerous disease. Disease is neither an objective entity nor a concept of a single definition. There is not, nor need be, one concept of disease. The problem with Engelhardt's article is our health system is that of the biomedical model. The biomedical model does not recognize masturbation as a disease. It states that disease is a biological deviation from the norm that can be explained scientifically. Masturbation has not been proven to fit into either category. Masturbation may have been a deviation from the norm at one point in time, but I do not believe that it can be explained scientifically. Engelhardt's article says that masturbation was the cause of such illnesses as blindness and vertigo. But how were these conclusions drawn? Were these conclusions scientific in nature? Or gathered according to the views and values of the times? Masturbation was turned into a disease. Not with just semantic, but physiological dimensions. Physiological dimensions. Tissot states that masturbation is even more debilitating than sex because of a loss of seminal fluid. When seminal loss takes place in a position other than the recumbent position, the effects are multiplied. Tissot successfully establishes that masturbation is associated with physical and mental maladies. Engelhardt should stipulate how Tissot reaches this conclusion. There are also disagreements as to whether frequent sex is any different than masturbation. It is argued that the difference between masturbation and sex is the expenditure of the nerve force that is compensated by the magnetism of the partner. Masturbation is worse because it is unnatural and therefore less satisfying. I think masturbation is natural and has very likely been around as long as sex, maybe longer. At first, masturbating was thought to cause dyspepsia, constriction of the urethra, epilepsy, blindness, vertigo, loss of hearing, headaches, impotency and loss of memory, as well as irregular action of the heart, general loss of health and strength, rickets, leucorrhea in women, chronic catarrhal conjunctivitis, nymphomania, more common in blondes and brunettes, and changes in external genitalia, enlargement of superficial veins of hands and feet, moist clammy hands, stooped shoulders, pale sallow face with arc circles around the eyes, draggy gait and acne, insanity, progressive loss of vigour, and causes hereditary of insanity are also included on the list of health problems. caused by masturbation. How a casual relationship was found between these illnesses and masturbation is unclear in Engelhardt's paper. Engelhardt suggests that masturbation should be considered a syndrome rather than a disease, because syndromes have the running together of signs and symptoms into a recognizable pattern. Since masturbation is associated with disease, it should also be associated with deaths, which have happened, since people have also died from having sex. Oh, fuck. Should sex be banned because of these dangers? Between the sexually transmitted diseases and the rare cases of people having heart attacks while having sex, the possibility of death through sex is probably greater than it is from masturbation. Oh, fuck. There was a struggle to develop a workable nosology. It was placed under various categories and numerous... Nomenclatures called onanism. Initially, masturbation was under the heading of a male disease of genitive organs. Then it had many other headings until 1906, when it was changed. The name changes probably indicate hesitation on the part of the recorders as to the nature of disease. Recorders who were drawn in by the obvious physiological parts of the phenomenon to classify it as a functional disturbance. Though an examination of the parallels between what is good for one's soul and what is good for one's health, one would expect to find the disease correlates with immoral sexual behavior. Also, people's inclinations to translate a moral issue into medical terms and relieve them. Jonathan Hutchinson described the etiological mechanism of the habit in question is as one that may be injurious to the nerve tone and likely originates and sustains illness. Oh, which without it might have been avoided or cured. Effects were magnified during youth when such shocks threatened normal development. Freud wrote that sexual exhaustion could provoke and neurasthenia. Oh, fuck. If sexual exhaustion fails to be achieved by itself, it has an effect in the disposition of the nervous system, causing physical illnesses and depressive effects to be overworked. Oh. And can no longer be tolerated without leading. Leading to... neurasthenia in males. It is acquired at puberty. Other models were based mainly on signs and symptoms and the effects of the guilt associated with the act of masturbation. It was guilt and excitation that led to masturbation. Often religion and mental conditions caused men to become alarmed with the activity. Masturbation is not a sin, but a vice. Its bad signs and symptoms became viewed as a result of guilt and anxiety felt because of a particular cultural norms. There is nothing particularly wrong with masturbation. Masturbation is inevitable under restraints of life and while avoiding any attitude or indifference. I agree that the signs and symptoms connected with masturbation must have, in fact, come from the guilt and anxiety brought on by the act, since masturbation was thought of a heinous thing to do. Different restraining devices were made. Infibulation, circumcision, acid burns, clitoridectomy, vasectomy, castration, use of electrodes, and acupuncture. Some more tolerant approaches included hard work and simple diet changes. Suggestions of the use of frequenting prostitutes. Imagine if our society thought that frequenting prostitutes was a cure for what ails you. HIV and AIDS would be even more prevalent. active tonics such as cold baths at bedtime were suggested. And Brownian proposed the use of opium and morphine sulfate. Engelhardt's use of masturbation is an example in the role of evolution. In explanation, Engelhardt uses many examples of how the values of society have influenced our picture of disease in many time periods. Oh, fuck. The disease of masturbation shows how much many emotions and values of time and stress and eventually bring on the symptoms that people reported in association with masturbation. Masturbation is the best possible example of the role of society's values on health and disease. It, however, is not a realistic example. Oh, fuck. Because masturbation does not fit into the biomedical model's definition of a disease. I do not feel that masturbation has been scientifically proven to cause all of the ailments listed in Engelhardt's article. Masturbation may have been a deviation from the norm, but does this create the need to label it a disease? Oh, fuck, I can't believe I got through all of that. I'm gonna come right fucking... Oh, fuck.